neurological evaluation on Liliana Steele, L-I-L-L-I-A-N-A, Steele, S-T-E-L-E. Address is 1692 Mangrove Avenue. Chico, California, 95926, phone 530-966-8899. ID is XXXXX1875, date of birth 11/23/1996, 25-year-old, right-handed, single, accountant, woman. Pharmacy is, just leave a blank. Insurance is pending. It's addressed to 1-J.D.Zink-Esq. Below that it should say Zink and Lenzi, L-E-N-Z-I. Attorneys, 250 Val Ambrosia, V-A-L-L-O-M-B-R-O-S-A, Avenue number 175, Chico, California, 95926. Phone 530-895-1234. Fax 530-895-1254. The clinical indication, recurrent and persistent, up to chronic daily cephalgia, subparagraph, history of remote traumatic motor vehicle accident 2 years ago, subparagraph, report of head injury on head visor in car crash. Attorney Zink and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Liliana Steele for neurological evaluation. A new paragraph. As you know, Liliana was involved in a motor vehicle accident in which she was thrown forward, hitting her head against the visor, suffering a concussion. Subparagraph. By her report, she developed headaches immediately after the accident. Subparagraph. She expected that they might improve over a period of time, but they did not. New paragraph. She has been in college for the last several years. Subparagraph. Currently, she has just completed her master's degree in accountancy at Chico at UC Irvine. New paragraph. She reports that She has recurrent headaches, typically a sense of pressure or strain evolving into throbbing cephalgia, which occurs at a pain level of 5 to 6 during common activities, increasing to 6 to 7/10 typically in more stressful situations or when trying to mentally focus doing lectures or classwork or other intellectual activity. New paragraph, should not give a history of nausea, vomiting, or other symptoms. New paragraph, there's no family history of headaches. New paragraph, she had no headaches before her accident / injury. New paragraph. Her past medical history is essentially unremarkable. New paragraph. Neurological review of systems is otherwise unremarkable except for the development of some scotoma-type sensation peripherally in her vision, for which she will be seeing ophthalmology evaluation for further workup. New paragraph, she has a history of transient vertigo that may be coincident with her headaches as a consequence of headache-associated, as migraine headache-associated dizziness. A subparagraph, we've discussed further evaluation by ENT for testing if unresolved with further therapeutic treatment. New paragraph, she also gives a history of dysomnia with initial insomnia, typically resolved by low-dose melatonin, but recurrent nocturnal arousals several hours after sleep initiation for reasons that are uncertain. Subparagraph, today I've suggested an increase in her melatonin dosage for suppression, and if not successful, then we will move forward with a more formal diagnostic sleep evaluation. Subparagraph, there's no history of snoring or other disturbing dysthymia. New paragraph, neurological examination. Mental status, Liliana is a pleasant, cheerful, focused, intelligent, right-handed woman who's alert and oriented and in no apparent distress today. Her immediate, recent, remote memories are all preserved, as is her attention concentration. New paragraph. Cranials 2 through 12 were examined today and are unremarkable. New paragraph. Inspection of the oropharynx is clear with a normal Malpati score. New paragraph. Motor examination demonstrates normal bulk, tone, and strength in the upper and lower extremities. New paragraph. Sensory examination is preserved to touch, temperature, vibration, proprioception, and simultaneous stimulation. New paragraph. Her deep tendon reflexes are 2 over 4, normal proximally and distally in the upper and lower extremities. Some paragraph. There are no pathological or primitive reflexes. New paragraph. Cerebellar / extrapyramidal, rapid alternating successive movements, fine motor speed are all preserved without unusual or halting characteristics. New paragraph, subparagraph, passive range of motion with distraction maneuvers demonstrates no inducible neuromuscular resistance, cog wheeling, or other pathological findings. New paragraph. Ambulatory examination is accomplished, fluid, non-ataxic, preserved tandem heel and toe. New paragraph, Romberg's test produces a sense of unsteadiness on cervical extension with eyes closed, improved with eyes opening. Visual testing discloses no nystagmus. New paragraph, visual fields confrontation are preserved. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. Liliana gives a clear history of the development of post-concussive cephalgia following her traumatic motor vehicle accident with conversion of her headaches into transformed migraine, which has not resolved and has evolved into chronic and chronic daily cephalgia with the use of attempted use of headache suppression with naproxen. Recommendations: we are initiating her on Qulipta, a new headache category medication, which she may take for headaches, and then on a daily basis for both abortive success and prophylaxis. Subparagraph, she'll contact us if this is successful and we can initiate subcutaneous injections on a monthly basis for suppression while she tapers to eliminate the naproxen, and anticipating resolution of her chronic daily cephalgia over a period of weeks. New paragraph. We will also obtain neuroquantitative brain MR imaging, and she will complete the National Institute of Health and Neurological Disorders quality of life questionnaires for further evaluation, validation of clinical symptoms, and exclusion of other comorbid post-traumatic symptoms that she may experience. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when she returns. So I respectfully with my professional signature.